Dear friends, I am Mother Mary. I speak to you from a frequency of peace, light, and joy. And this frequency is known to you. It's inside you already. It's waiting to be discovered by you while you walk on the earth as a human being. This frequency is inside your heart, in a kind of slumber. It's waiting to sprout and blossom, and you are the one who is about to nourish it, help it awaken. You, the earthly you, the personality, however you call it, you play a vital role in helping this frequency of kindness, joy, understanding to awaken. So, today I'm speaking about how to be friends with yourself. And I'm aware that many of you thoroughly understand the need for self-love, self-acceptance, non-judgment. However, in your daily lives, you often struggle with yourself because life doesn't seem to go as you would like it to. You have certain expectations, and in the background there's always this homesickness, this knowingness about the frequency of peace and light that I just talked about, and somehow reality on earth always seems to fall short of this frequency that is waiting to be discovered inside. And a part of you feels disappointed and disillusioned by earth reality. You struggle with it, and you can either blame yourself or blame others or the world at large for the lack of joy and peace you feel within. And whether you judge or blame the world, or whether you judge or blame yourself, in both cases there is judgment and therefore division and therefore conflict or struggle. And so in today's message, I'd like to suggest a way of getting out of this conflict, because conflict is really the opposite of peacefulness. And the key, from my point of view, to resolve the conflict is to first of all, accept that you are here. You are in this earthly reality, this mixture of dark and light, of very dark and light. This continuous ups and downs you go through, caused by the fact that inside you there is both a frequency of love and trust and a frequency of pain, fear, and resistance. And often how you look upon the world and respond to it depends on the frequency you are in. Sometimes you can be very forgiving and compassionate, and at other times you can't become very angry or annoyed with the world or people, specific people or people in general. So then you get into the victim mode, like, no one understands me, people are very difficult, the world is at a very low level, at a very low frequency, how am I supposed to deal with it? So this is a kind of victim mode that you get into. And at other times you blame yourself and you get sick and tired of yourself, that you cannot control the parts of you that are fearful, that are upset, or simply, or the parts of you that sabotage good and right choices. You can get, for example, addicted to substances which are not healthy and which kind of make you forget about who you truly are, because addictions are always a distraction, a temporary soothing of deep tensions inside of you. This is just one example of a way in which you sabotage yourself. You can also get into a comfort zone, like you can tell yourself, well, it's not safe to be who I really am, to speak up, to shine my unique light. It's really so scary, it's not safe, so let's just go along with what other people expect and be invisible or hide, so I don't run the risk of being hurt again, being rejected. This is another way of another kind of self-sabotage. And when you do this, you limit yourself, and deep down you know it. Deep down you know that you are suppressing yourself. Whatever sabotage, self-sabotage strategy you have, deep down you know that you are actually rejecting yourself. And the more you blame outsiders, like other people in your life or the world at large, for not being able to truly shine your light or be yourself, the more you blame others, the more you deny your own power, your own essence, your the fact that you are able to create your own reality and not be devastated by rejection. And so you belittle yourself when you do this. And so blaming others, getting into the victim mode, makes you think less of yourself, because if these others, if the world is so powerful to have such a big impact on you, then who are you? What is your light about? And when you blame yourself, which you also do, then you become quite rigid with yourself. Like, I should be able to do this or that. I should have more courage. I should have more energy, be less tired, be less exhausted. I should be able to not take in so much negative energy from people or environments, job environments. So then you can also get into this mode of self-blame. And obviously that's very painful too. So going back to what I said is, in my opinion, the key to awakening the frequency of peace inside you is to first accept that you are here, that you are in this earthly reality, this dimension of duality, of light and dark, that this is your playground. And the best way of dealing with darkness, the darkness that is in your reality, is to see it as a part of yourself. And so to look at the outside world and the things that are happening, the situations that arise, to consider them in a way as an extension of your own energy. So they are mirrors. So to kind of release the idea that it's you and you inside and outside there's a world full of people and frequencies that do not match you. Just imagine that this division is not there. So there's no use in blaming the outside world, because the outside world just mirrors aspects of you. So you can't get into the victim mode. So you're dealing with darkness and you deeply accept that you are here to learn and to grow. And when you accept this, you also accept that you are extremely powerful, that there's something inside you which enables you to rise above this duality, to rise above the darkness and above the conflict. You're actually, when you fully accept that you are here, and that whatever you encounter in terms of darkness and shadow is of your own creation, when you truly accept this, you already jump up to the level of frequency, the level of peace and joyful frequency. You haven't solved anything yet, so to speak, but you recognize that you are truly a powerful creator who has chosen to be here. You were not thrown into this reality because of like some karma or punishment or whatever. You chose to be here from a very powerful source inside of you. And when you truly feel this, and I'm inviting you to do it right now, to own your creatorship, then you can truly start to see the earth dimension as a playground, a play field. And the energies of light and dark are then, they appear to you, you have created some distance to both of them, to the ups and downs, to the highs and lows that you go through almost every day. There's a kind of third viewpoint, something transcending the playground, an awareness there. And I invite you to go into this awareness now. It's a peaceful one. And it's loving, but also neutral. Often when you tell yourself that you need to love yourself, embrace yourself, accept yourself, you are kind of you are inside the dimension of duality, and then you get into the position of light, and you tell yourself, I need to embrace my darkness, I need to look at my shadow, my dark parts, and work with them. But often when you look at it, what you really want is to defeat them, to remove them, to eliminate them, even to crush them, because you, from this light part of you, you want to move on, you want to go ahead and get to the life you really want or aspire. And so now take a step back and look at it from the perspective of this larger awareness, which is not inside duality, which is just observing the whole playground, observing both the light and the dark inside of you or inside the world. So it's just, it's all the same. So from this viewpoint, you are part of the world. So the duality of dark and light is inside you as well as it is inside of the world. It's just, it's one thing. And this bigger neutral awareness, which is actually the highest part of you, imagine that as this awareness, you go to the edge of the duality dimension, the earthly reality, and you invite the players to come to you. Just invite the light part of you and the shadow part. And the shadow part contains the negative frequencies of this world. In a way, it represents the ego-based frequencies on Earth. And you invite both of them in. You the observer inside of you, which is when I say observer, it doesn't mean like a kind of scientific observer which looks at the phenomena with a kind of clinical eye. No, I mean the observer is, feel it for yourself. Who is the observer inside of you? It's actually a very light, flexible, curious, and loving essence inside of you. It's actually God itself, if you can grasp it. But it's also neither feminine or masculine. It's both. It's truly encompassing, all encompassing. And so you invite the light and the dark part of you to come to the edge of the duality dimension, and there you meet. And imagine that you, that this neutral awareness takes the shape of a human being for a moment. It's able to do it because it can take on the shape of anything it likes. It's very free and powerful. This is truly you. And you invite the players of duality to sit with you. And you create a fireplace. And the fire is light and warm and makes this crackling sounds, and it invites both players to come and sit down and relax. And then you're going to ask them some questions, and note that you really don't feel any judgment about both these players. You look at the light one and you look at the dark one, and both seem really interesting to you. They are very much alive, and they are complicated and sometimes crazy and unpredictable, and they are trying and failing, getting down and getting up again. They're really alive. And so you like both of them. And you first turn to the light part of yourself, the light player, and look at him or her, and you see their eyes shining, and you feel their ambitions, their goals, and you can also feel that there's some tension there, because the light part of yourself, and specifically the light worker part in you, can be high strung, have high expectations, wanting to change things for the better, wanting to move fast and then get impatient, and also then get frustrated. Just look at this part of you which you consider to be light when you are inside duality, inside this earth dimension. And then ask the light part of you, what is most frustrating for you in this world that you live in as a human being? What's driving you crazy? And ask with a sense of curiosity, because you're not there to fix anything. You're just there to observe it. And let this light part of you answer. And take in the answer and the energy that this part of you radiates. Feel its energy. And then you turn to the shadow part of you, the shadow player, and look into their eyes and sense the pain there, the pain that can give rise to sabotaging strategies or survival mechanisms like addiction, hiding, not expressing yourself. So these neurotic, fearful parts of you are in there, in the shadow part. And look at him or her, look into their eyes with the same kind of detachment, with a kind of compassionate attention and curiosity. And really note what this shadow part is dealing with. It's carrying your pain. So that alone deserves respect. And what also deserves respect and even admiration is that the shadow part is able to feel deeply. It's the part of you that goes through the human emotions in a very deep way, fully living them, experiencing them, and this experience, when it's consciously embraced, brings you eventually to Christ consciousness. It's only when you have gone through the depths, the lows and the of the human experience, that you can truly look into the eyes of another person and understand them, even if they do horrible things. It's the shadow part is the bridge which enables you to deeply understand the human condition and to forgive, to understand and to forgive. So the shadow part really deserves respect. And then ask it as well, what frustrates you the most? What is most difficult for you? And in most cases, this shadow part will tell you that it wants your blessing, your acceptance. It wants to be recognized for what it is carrying, what it is living through. And you can do this by saying, I see you. And I now invite you to embrace both players with your gaze, that you like envelop both of them with your peaceful awareness. You are at the edge of the dimension of duality. You can also imagine that you're holding them both, reaching out your hands and taking both of them by the hand, and see how that feels for you. And then, strangely, you may notice that both parts, the light and the dark one, are unbalanced, mostly because they oppose each other. They fight with each other. This creates a lot of tension inside of you. They are not friends, really. They are often enemies. And this is what duality is essentially about the seeming opposition between light and dark. But they are not really enemies. They are both parts of the human being, of being human. And only when you understand this and regard both of them as equally worthy parts of yourself, then they can start to cooperate. And when you bring this compassionate, neutral awareness into the dimension of duality, then truly miracles start to happen. Because then you will dissolve duality from within, and you will find peace inside you and around you. You will get into a flow of what you call, or what you have come to call, synchronicity, a flow of ease, because the division has is gone. You are at ease with the idea that the world is an extension, a mirror to you, so it's not an enemy anymore. You're also at ease with the fact that you are very human, so that you will have negative emotions, as you call them, that you will get into dark moods of feeling depressed or angry or fearful. But you, when you truly accept this, accept that you cannot feel up or high all the time, then you start to deeply relax, because you just let it be. And this is what I call being friends with yourself. So being friends with yourself is letting yourself be. Seeing the light and the dark parts of yourself as two sides of the same coin. So not as enemies, but as partners, really. Have you noticed that when you go to very heavy emotion and moods, that often when you just, when there's this, when there's some awareness around it, so even if you can't change it, when you feel very down, but when there's still an awareness there of what's happening, then maybe next day or next week or next month, you suddenly have gone through a, you get to some realizations, you have gone through an inner transformation which brings you insight and wisdom. So the dark is hard to go through, but it does give birth to new to a higher awareness often, and the suffering you go through can push you higher if you can accept it as part of your journey, and don't get into the victim mode or into the mode of self-judgment. Just let it be, let it flow. If you can see the dark moments as part of the flow of synchronicity, then you are truly becoming friends with yourself and with Earth reality. That's basically the same. And when you think of, when you talk about synchronicity, then you often think that the great and wonderful things just come to you easily and you attract them effortlessly. But sometimes also dark things want to be experienced and need to be experienced in order to understand how you are denying your own light or sabotaging your own self-expression. So you can regard the dark part of you as a friend, and this will actually make the light part of you more tolerant, more flexible, more easygoing, not so high-strung and ambitious, and that the light part of you can be tough, can be cold even, not considerate, because to be human in this world is very challenging. And when the light part of you becomes more mellow and mild, then you can also have more, can be more playful. I can get a sense of humor about the dark parts, the little demons inside you, that, and you can see how you sabotage yourself, but you can smile about it. You can tolerate it, and you can tell yourself, okay, I see what you're doing here, but you will get out of it at some point, and we will get there. The light and the dark part will then join forces. They will join their strengths and be playful with each other. So this all happens when this third energy, this higher awareness, which is just outside duality, but it's actually the part of you that chose to be here. So it's always involved. It's always there. It's offering its friendship to you right now, and it can make you love yourself in the sense of, and I use the word love here in the sense of friendship. It's not this sentimental kind of love. It's not rosy or in denial of reality. It's friendship in the true sense of the word. It's a word. It's this feeling of, okay, I will stick with you, whatever you do, whatever crazy things you might believe in, or mistakes you will make. It's fine. I will be there. I will be right there beside you. Because this wisest part of you, this observing, compassionate part, which is outside of duality, it knows that you will get there anyway. You will go through this journey, and you will bring this frequency of peace into the realm of duality. It will definitely happen. So this part of you is also patient and confident. So envisage once more this picture of a fireplace, and you are sitting there with your light part and your shadow part, and just be there for a moment and see how both of them, the light and the dark player, inspire you. You are the divine awareness. They are, both of them are your creations. You are fascinated by them, both of them. They are life itself. You are the creator, but they bring to you their gifts of experience, true embodied human experience. It's extremely invigorating and inspiring to this divine creator part of you. It doesn't judge. It savors these experiences. And when these players of duality feel your divine awareness, they relax. They don't fight anymore. Not with each other, not with the world. So I'm inviting you to try this kind of friendship with yourself. And I wish to remind you that this level, this frequency of peace, light and joy that I'm speaking from is right, actually right there inside you. It's in your heart already. So I'm actually speaking to you from within. And I hope you can hear it. Hear me channel your own frequency of kindness, freedom, compassion, laughter, peace. Thank you for listening. And bringing oneness back to Earth. Thank you.